looking for more women to cut up strips of film in the editing rooms and reassemble them in a new, prescribed order down to the last frame. She inspects herself in the compact mirror and dabs at the bright cherry lipstick, knowing it makes her look like every other young woman travelling along the Via Veneto, hoping to be seen, to be noticed, sometimes even in desperation, to be propositioned. This the Nazis do not mind, and in fact encourage. This is what women are good for in war. The German men have already made that clear in just a matter of weeks. She is grateful to have been spared such attentions so far. She thinks of the cold smoothness of the Beretta pistol and how it will continue to spare her. Staring out the window of the trolley bus, she notices everything with her editor's eye. The black clouds of starlings flying in formation, the sunset behind St. Peter's Basilica casting Rome in a golden glow it does not deserve. Her heart is broken for her people. They have allowed themselves to be torn apart and become weak and floundering as a result, like strips of film that will only make sense once spliced back together. She wants to bring her people back together. It will require a rallying cry, a grand gesture, the kind that her lover and the GAP are so good at, the kind you cannot ignore. And she wants to make Nino proud. When this is all over, she wants to make more movies with him too. The end has to be near, with the Allies' boots on the ground and Mussolini's wobbly throne of power confined to the north. It is a poor trade, however, because now the Germans are in charge of the rest of Italy and Italians will have to work together to act against them. Her middle sister, Renata, has joined her as a staffetta, passing messages between the partisan resistors and the Allies. In recent weeks, the US and British troops have broken through the Volturno and Barbara lines as they fight northwards to liberate Rome. Girls like her and her sister are as much a part of the resistance as the men in a country where women can't vote. No one suspects the pretty young things, hiding cryptic messages inside the seams of their skirts and the heels of their shoes. No one suspects a girl like her to carry a gun. Her target tonight is SS Commander von Schulz, the man in charge of turning a nearby apartment building into a prison next door to a school for boys. Partisans, anti-fascists, trustworthy civilians, including doctors, nuns, and clergy, there is an underground world scrambling to find ways to protect Jewish citizens and refugees, while the Germans want a place to torture and dispose of them. She will dispose of von Schulz instead. The commander is due to leave the hotel at exactly 7:55 p.m. and step into his waiting car for dinner at Casina Valadie, the glamorous restaurant perched on top of the Pincian Hill. Von Schulz is known for his ruthless precision and the time will be exact. Via Veneto will be bustling at that hour with the Germans who have taken over Rome's busiest street. She knows because she rehearsed everything a week ago. Her mission is simple. Kill the Nazi commander from inside Porta Pinciana across the street, a clear 10 meters away. Then slip through that ancient archway into the Borghese Gardens. A bicycle lies hidden for her in the grove behind the Topolino, the little children's movie theater. She will ride the blue bike in the dark until she spots Nino in his truck, ready to drive her across the Tiber and up the hill to the mother house of the Canossian Daughters of Charity. The nuns do not know she is a killer. They willingly provide cover to all staffette en route between the city and the mountains, passing their coded messages to the church underground, never asking questions. The sisters have been chosen in turn because they will never tell, no matter what. From the convent, she will head for the countryside, avoiding the German checkpoints, and walk all night until she reaches the safe house. She can never go home. She can never risk her mother's life.